This weekend, Birmingham hosts the 80th Magic City Classic, or the Classic. The game is between Alabama State and Alabama A&M Universities and has taken place at Legion Field since 1946. Once revered as the football capital of the South, Legion Field has lost some of its luster in the last 15 years. Many of the games that once took place at the stadium have left. Now with Protective Stadium downtown, some people aren't sure what's going to happen with Legion Field. Jill Rogers, who has a lot of connections to the Smithfield area, says Legion Field should remain in its place.
I don't think we should get rid of Legion Field completely. Either build a new stadium or gut it out and do whatever's cost effective.
Right now, the city of Birmingham is investing over $2 million in the current budget to make capital improvements to Legion Field. Here's Park and Rec Board President Montel Morton.
We're doing yearly maintenance. So if you call that upgrades, yes. So if it's in our budget that we can do upgrades and preventive maintenance, we will definitely do that.
City officials have also been working hard to bring more events to the stadium. Most recently, the Morehouse Tuskegee class in 2010, the demographics flipped. The black population surpassed 50% for the first time, while the white population decreased by 40%. A lot of black residents feel that racism still exists in Tarrant, and Tommy Bryant represents that portion of residents. Here's Waynette Tubbs.
Well, there is a power struggle between the older white constituents and the younger black people that are part of the city council now. And I do think that it is racially motivated because they are beginning to lose power on the city council by having a black man in office. Things just don't go their way.
Tracy Threadford has watched a lot of the drama firsthand. She's one of the five Tarrant City Council members.
They want to keep that same good old boy hold that they've had forever. And they're losing their grip. And that's basically it. They don't want to see us prosper under the hand of an African-American man.
But some people believe that Mayor Newton has added his own pettiness to the situation. The latest drama? Disappearing nameplates in the council chambers.
And Mayor Newton, when I actually
had it. Even with 50% of Lowndes County being vaccinated, that still leaves a lot of people unprotected, including children. Ariel, who declined to give her last name, is 17 years old and works in a local grocery store. She's technically old enough to get the vaccine without her parents' permission, but she says she hasn't gotten it because her mom doesn't trust it, even though her mom did have COVID.
They kind of found the vaccine a little too early, and that was a little sketchy to my mom, so she decided to not vaccinate it.
Those beliefs are common among Alabamians, and there are many parts outside of the Black Belt that are still lagging in getting COVID vaccinations.
I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms, but I happen to take the vaccine. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know, okay?
That was from a rally former President Donald Trump hosted in August in Coleman, Alabama. Coleman County sits an hour north of Birmingham and has a vaccination rate of 38%, lower than the state average. The county is over 90% white and known for its conservative political views.
I think a lot of people just don't like feeling like they're being told what they have to do.
Judy Smith is the district administrator for Coleman County and the Department of Public Health in North Alabama. She says she believes misinformation is key.
You got dishes back here in the back. Once you wash, rinse, and sanitize, you got to put them out the air dryer. So that's basically what you hear right there. Me taking those cans and putting them up. My title is Child Nutrition Manager here at Minor Elementary School. This is a Birmingham City School, and I'm so proud to be here to take care of my little Birminghamians. I work here Monday through Friday, and I mainly gig on Saturdays, Fridays and Saturdays. I think about doing music full-time every day, okay? But I know I'm here. I'm in the state of Alabama. This is one of those states that's not like Vegas, you know? But, hey, you create opportunities for yourself, and a lot of opportunities have been created for me. Today, we have cheeseburger goulash, all right? And we got black eyed peas today that have been seasoned real good. And we got some good old yams. They love them sweet potato yams. I love to do them like old grandmama used to make them with the little vanilla flavor and the
lemon and the nutmeg and the cinnamon and that brown sugar and some of that good sugar. Make sure they're good and sweet and keep our kids acting sweet when everything is good and sweet. Oh, early in the morning, you know, get everybody going, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's storming.
Morehouse alum and grew up in Birmingham. He's looking forward to having the game here.
When I was at Morehouse, I think everyone knew I was from Birmingham. I put on for my city. And so it really feels like a dream come true to have my alma mater playing in my hometown.
Jessica Knight also grew up in Birmingham, but graduated from Tuskegee. She says she's looking forward to seeing a lot of her college friends.
This is a lot of our first game since after the pandemic. It's just going to be good to see everybody, see familiar faces, and just enjoy the time spending together. And I think that's what we really are looking for, because Tuskegee is definitely one big happy family.
The Morehouse Tuskegee Classic will be played tomorrow at Legion Field with kickoff starting at 7 p.m. And the game will return to Birmingham next year and in 2023. Cody Short, WBHM.